WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In third and final hour here on Tuesday morning, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you missed it in the last hour, I was talking about this new store that has opened up in Avon called Binstar, where they sell exclusively things that have been returned other places. And a lot of times, and I didn't realize this, I assumed that if you returned something, say, to Amazon, that Amazon then took that item and returned it to the manufacturer, and then the manufacturer would repackage it, fix it, whatever the problem is, repackage it. I didn't realize that a lot of this stuff ends up in the trash. And so this company, Binstar, they buy pallets of stuff from Amazon and other retailers, and then they sell them. They put it out on Saturday for $19 in this bin. And then each day they knock the price down. And then they'll put other items out that are valued around that price or should sell for that price. Sounds like a fantastic idea. Oh, and by the time it reaches Friday at 4 p.m., those items are a dollar. So it sounds like a fun thing. Sounds like I really wish there was one locally that I could visit every day. But I'm going to have to give it a try. And so I said I might go there on Thursday because I'm heading that way anyway. Participation Trophy Wife says, Binstar is also next to IKEA and Costco. Try the meatballs from IKEA, and Costco has a frozen breakfast sandwich that's absurdly good. I have never been in an IKEA ever. Not once. I have put together furniture from IKEA that somebody else bought, but I have never been in an IKEA. And I've heard about the meatballs, but I've still never gone. And I've probably driven by the Avon IKEA 100 times and never stopped in, at least 100 times. I haven't been in a Costco in forever. I don't buy anything in bulk. I probably should, to save some money, but I don't have the space really. And B, I don't know. I just don't. Like my toothpaste, my deodorant, those things I would buy in bulk. I already buy two packs of each, so I can go to the store a little bit less, but I don't know. I just don't think to shop in bulk. And then also Terror in New Bedford says, don't forget the Kilburn Mill Marketplace flea market open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. You know, I've got to get down to Kilburn Mill this weekend because I have a friend that's looking for a particular item that I know is in the antique center. I just got to go and make sure it's still there before she makes the drive from Providence. Deals with the bridge, which is now going to cost just about $500 million, according to the latest figures. So I'll have to go check that out. There was a store, I was thinking about this when I was talking to that caller last hour about Binstar. There was a store that I used to love back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And there was one in Brockton. There was one in Taunton. I'm not sure where there might have been another one. But I used to go to the Brockton one all the time. It was called Cash Converters. And it was basically a glorified pawn shop. It was basically a place where you could bring items to sell, but they had a lot of items for sale. And I would go there and buy video games, electronics, all kinds of things. And it was my favorite store. And then they went out of business. But I loved Cash Converters. And it was actually Cash Converters that served as my doorway into going to actual pawn shops. Never sold anything there, but I bought a lot of things there when I was young and had all kinds of disposable income. DVDs, CDs. Cash Converters was fantastic. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Oh, yeah, brother. It's that time again. All the wrestling haters, just get off right now because we're going to talk about a little bit about wrestling. Backlash.
Sure, I can talk Backlash. However, I just want to warn you, I only watched the first hour of Raw last night, and then I went to bed, so no spoilers.
Okay, just so you know. Yeah, I just thought Backlash was okay. It wasn't like the greatest pay-per-view ever, but, I mean, there was a couple highlights for the matches with the women. The championships with were good, but the males are just okay. I mean, it wasn't like must-see pay-per-view. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I thought the matches were good. I thought some of them were very good. I'm going to be the outlier who says that I thought the crowd was annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it was in France, right?
Yeah, in Lyon, France. It was fun at first, but when they started doing all the chants every time there was a two count and all that, like, it just got to be too much.
Oh, yeah. They backed up, the French, they used to go crazy with different respects and different things, but it was hard to follow, and they were to the point where some of the cameras were shaking.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, I don't know how much of that camera shaking was real and how much of that was the cameraman was shaking the camera to give that illusion.
Right.
That's an old Star Trek trick where, you know, they want to have an explosion on a planet. They just shook the camera instead of actually making it shake.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. But it was definitely deaf and loud and stuff like that. But I didn't watch Raw last night. I'll probably watch. I mean, I did watch a little bit of the Bruins and stuff, so I didn't watch Raw. And did you get a chance to watch the Tom Brady roast?
I did. I watched that Sunday. I stayed up way too late watching that whole thing.
Yeah. You think it was pretty funny?
I thought it was very funny. I thought it was great. I thought it was, too long. And there were some people who I thought, you know, I was like, why are they even there? But there was a lot of good zingers in it.
Man, talk about profanity left and right. I mean, poor Tom Brady. What do you think about Giselle? After that, do you think they warned her about, like, hey, they're gonna dig deep into you? Don't worry about it. Just jokes.
Yeah, I'm sure she knew it would happen because it's a roast. And Tom Brady knew what he was getting into when he agreed to a roast. That's the kind of stuff they do. But I also think, you know, they can say whatever they want. She still has more money than everybody on that stage.
Right. And, the smile on Belichick is like, man, he does have teeth because you've never seen him smile before. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough in my time covering the Patriots, my 20 seasons covering the Patriots, I got to see, you know, some smiles and some jokes out of Bill Belichick over the years. And I know that he's not the guy that he always portrayed himself to be in press conferences, but I still never would have expected him to show up at a roast ever.
Yeah, and the toast that him and Kraft and Brady at the end there just to put things together. And Kevin Hart was hilarious.
See, I thought he didn't really add that much to it. I could have done without Kevin Hart. And I usually think that he's very funny. I just thought that he was, just like he didn't really have a lot prepared. He was just trying to wing it. And it just went on too long when he had the microphone.
Yeah. What was your favorite part? I mean, there was a couple, the roast master there. What's his name? The bald guy?
Jeff Ross. Yeah, he's always good. I thought Nikki Glaser had the best set overall, but I really, really liked Drew Bledsoe's performance.
Oh, yeah. He was a poor guy that really got screwed over, and he was pretty good. Everybody enjoyed it and stuff like that. And all right, I'm gonna let you go. That's my recap of the week. But that crunchy chicken that's on your ads, Tim.
Yep.
The best chicken by far.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy it. Crispy, crunchy chicken at Gas Express in New Bedford.
Absolutely. It's nice. It's thinly breaded. It's not greasy. And it's very juicy and not dry. And, man, that biscuit's to die for.
Have you tried the shrimp yet?
No.
Oh, get the shrimp next time you go. It's fantastic.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and it's like $5.
I'll take that on. I'll take the shrimp and those potato wedges are huge.
Yeah, you can get some shrimp, some potato wedges, a biscuit. There you go. That's going to be your whole meal right there.
Okay, you got me sold, buddy. I'll
All right. Take it easy.
Take care.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. By the way, if you missed what we were talking about with the Tom Brady roast, it's on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, you can watch it. It was live on Sunday night because Netflix is now offering live streaming programming, but they have the rebroadcast of it. And what's great about Netflix is you can actually, if you start to watch something that is streaming live, you can choose to go back to the beginning and watch it, which is going to be huge when Monday Night Raw moves to Netflix next year. Because right now, that's one of the complaints about Peacock running the premium live events for WWE is that if you start it late, you can't rewind back to the beginning. You used to be able to, but they somehow got rid of that functionality. And so now you have to watch it from the point that you started at. And I know that's a problem for a lot of people because, you know, the with these international events now, they're starting at all these weird different times. But yeah, the Tom Brady roast, it's about, I think it was 3 hours long. So it does feel a little bit too long. And of course, watching it after the fact, you can forward through some of the people that you don't know or don't think are funny. But I don't know, everybody had a couple of good lines. Even people that I've never heard of. There was one segment with these two guys, Tom Segura and Bert, I think it was Kreischer. Guys, I never heard of these guys. They're comedians that have podcasts. There was a segment where they came out with a screen. Just skip that. That whole thing was terrible. I didn't laugh once. None of it was funny. It didn't even make sense. Skip that. But everything else was worth paying attention to. All right. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in. We also can take those app chat messages, open line voicemails. We were talking about this new Binstar store. We also had the story earlier this morning. You heard Phil mention it in the news. Out in Hatfield, Massachusetts, a man who got into a crash had a bear make contact with his body. That's the way the Massachusetts State Police are wording it. So apparently what happened was this car, this 2016 Honda Civic, had been into a crash, and he was either fully ejected or partially ejected and later dragged from the car by the bear. The bear left the area while responders were on the scene. So something happened where he smashed up his car, he died, and a bear dragged his body from the scene. I don't want to get graphic about this, but could you just imagine if they'd pulled up and the bear had been eating the victim? So it sounds like they got there kind of just in time. But maybe it also says, because they were saying he was walking away, he just wasn't interested. He wanted to see what it was all about, and then he was like, meh. This human doesn't have anything for me. I'm just going to keep on moving. But this is the new reality. Bears are going to be a part of our lives. I know for some of you that's very exciting. You can't wait to see one in person. Others are saying, let's pack up and move. But both of those are a little bit too extreme. Don't approach the bears. Don't try to pet them. Don't try to befriend them. This isn't Gentle Ben, no matter how goofy and cuddly they may look, but then also you don't have to worry about them either. They're not going to permanently move into your backyard. And if one does come into your backyard, just make some noise, scare it away. And if it comes into your backyard, the only reason it's going to come back is if it finds food. So don't leave food out for your pets. Take in the bird seed. Don't leave the bag of bird seed out on the porch. Don't leave food out for the dog for when the dog's outside. Shouldn't do that anyway. That's how you get coyotes and other animals. But just follow these things. And mass.gov has a bunch of tips for coyotes on the Mass Wildlife page. I mean, for bears. Just follow those and you'll be fine. And if you do encounter one, make a bunch of noise and he's going to look at you and say, what a doof. And he's going to turn around and walk away. But they are going to be part of our lives here now. They're here to stay. South Coast Bears. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That's Jewel. I still remember back in the days when she first came out, she was one of the first artists to utilize AOL as a place for fans to go and learn more and communicate with her. And you used to actually be able to use AOL IM and talk with Jewel. Sometimes she'd be on at night and you'd see her notification, you know, the little dot or whatever it was that showed up next to her name. And you could be like, oh, hi, Jewel. How you doing? And she would actually talk to you. And this is, you know, before they had bots doing this kind of stuff. So from everything I've read, it was her. She didn't have a team doing it. So it's kind of cool. Speaking of the internet and now we have social media, seeing a lot of posts from people that they're having content on Facebook inexplicably removed. That they have posts that they've made, things that they've shared. And then they get a notification from Facebook saying that it was removed and either they don't show you the content that was removed or they show you what it was, but they give you no explanation as to why it was removed. And then when you look at it, you say, what? They removed that? Like one of my friends shared a meme of a guy with his head down, like looking all depressed. And it said, when Linkin Park comes on the classic rock station. Like, that was the meme that was removed. So I think Facebook might have moved to a new kind of censoring system that is having some problems because something like that shouldn't get removed. Let's take a quick call here before we go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Kelly Sanfield. How you doing? Let me fill you in on something in a minute, will you please? I put a request in with the city solicitor for the people, for city councilors that get the health insurance. You know, just the names of the people.
To find out which ones are on the insurance?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just received a letter today. I just picked it up. They can't give it to me because that's putting their information out. The only thing I asked for the 10-day thing that's official is to give me the names or they take it. I didn't ask for to know what they get taken and everything. I just want to know who's on the list. And they couldn't give it to me. I got to, like, go through hoops to get it.
Yeah, I mean, I would appeal that decision. You can appeal that with the Secretary of State's office.
Oh, well, I'm going down to City Hall right now, back from Fall River. Okay? So I just don't understand why they make everybody jump through hoops they're already getting, I mean, they got their 44% raise, which they gave themselves, like I said. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, they're making $29,000 to $32,000 plus everything else that's involved in it. Okay? Nobody else is making that kind of money for a part-time job, like they're trying to say. Okay, but so they can't give me the information of who's taking the insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand that for privacy reasons, they couldn't tell you, maybe what the insurance level is or what they are making claims for or any of that, but they should at least be able to tell you who's taking the benefit.
Who's on the list? Matter of fact, when David Elves was on the city council, he was the only one that used to take it because it was into realty. Okay, everybody else was working, like Brian Gomes was working at the hospital and everything. Other Morehead was working at the bank and everything. I could understand that. But just the names of the city councils, what are they trying to hide?
I don't know. But let me know what you find out.
I will.
All right. Thank you. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. But right now it's time to go into the newsroom and get an update on all the national and international headlines from Phil Devitt.
The Holocaust in focus today on Capitol Hill. Putin orders a weapons drill. And Swiftonomics, now a course at one university.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will deliver the keynote address, and several Holocaust survivors will also speak during the Days of Remembrance ceremony this morning on Capitol Hill. The Days of Remembrance commemorates the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews who were murdered. Also scheduled to speak are House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. Mark Mayfield reports.
Putin said Monday's order for the drills are in response to threats by the West. Tactical nuclear weapons are for use on the battlefield as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons that are capable of destroying entire cities. Putin's order comes as today marks his inauguration ceremony for his fifth term as president. The U.S., Canada, and most European Union nations have said they will not send an envoy to the ceremony. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Testimony scheduled to continue today in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The judge in the case threatened Trump with jail time for again violating his gag order when he talked about witnesses in the case. Judge Juan Mershon noted that the last thing he wants to do is put the ex-president in jail, but warned he would if necessary and appropriate. At least one person is dead as tornadoes and severe weather continue to threaten Oklahoma. The death was reported late Monday north of Tulsa, where officials had declared a tornado emergency. Homes were left heavily damaged and power lines were down. It'll be at least Friday before NASA makes another attempt to launch its new Starliner capsule into orbit. Rory O'Neill reports.
Unusual readings from an oxygen valve on the Atlas V rocket prompted the difficult decision to call a scrub.
There was nothing magical about a certain date to go launch on, so we're taking it one step at a time, and we're going to launch when we're ready and fly when it's safe to do so.
NASA's Steve Stitch, Butch Wilmore, and Sonny Williams will be the first people to ride aboard Starliner for a shakedown flight of the capsule that's designed to ferry people to the International Space Station. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And a new American University course aims to put a new spin on the impact of music superstar Taylor Swift. A one-credit class called Swiftonomics will be offered this fall after a contest to create a student-designed course. The class will examine Swift's career through concepts such as supply and demand, market power, and gender-based economics. It'll look at her music releases, her recent Eras tour, and her success as a woman in a male-dominated industry. The course has already generated enough interest to offer it again in future semesters.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins beat the Panthers 5-1 in Game 1 of their best-of-seven second-round series, Game 2 in Florida Wednesday night, and the Celtics begin their best-of-seven second-round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at TD Garden. Red Sox, meanwhile, begin a two-game set against the Braves tonight in Atlanta.
now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're starting out with areas of fog, turning mostly sunny. Temperatures this morning in the mid-50s, climbing to the upper 60s by the afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Overnight, patchy fog once again, partly cloudy skies, 50. And then tomorrow, the showers roll in with a patchy fog first thing in the morning and then again in the afternoon. From the UBC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Again, 508-996-0500. You can also use app chat on the WBSM app. Might not have enough time to take any open line voicemails. There's a story that I saw this morning that I just thought was absolutely horrible. You know, we were talking earlier about the story about the Dartmouth Carnival and the guy from Fall River that was following two women around the carnival on Saturday, indecently assaulted one of them, continued making suggestive comments to one of them, then put money down her shirt. And the part that I don't want to leave out of that story is that when all this was going on, when he was harassing this I guess, young woman, other carnival goers stepped in and they formed a barrier to protect her from this guy as the police showed up. Now, the police were at the command center at the carnival, so it didn't take them long to get there on the scene. They arrested him. But this situation was just disgusting. But there's a case out of Marlboro. I saw this story this morning on WCVB.com. A 32-year-old man who worked as a school bus driver is charged with forcible rape of a child, aggravated rape of a child, indecent assault and battery on a child under 14, and open and gross lewdness. He was using his job as a bus driver in multiple districts to meet these young boys and then connect with them on social media. And it all came to a head last July when he apparently exposed himself on FaceTime to the victim. One of the victims. But the particular victim here. And then the victim disclosed that the bus driver had sexually assaulted him when he was visiting his home a few months earlier. So he actually went to the bus driver's home and this happened. And a woman said she raised questions about the school bus driver when her son said he asked her child for a hug every day. So he drove in Littleton, Marlboro, and Sutton, and his behavior caught the attention of Sutton moms. This mother said he was reaching out. He was getting phone numbers from kids, reaching out to the parents or the kids' phones if they had phones. Then he was reaching out to kids on PlayStation. So he was apparently calling the parents and saying, "Hi, can I talk to Joey?" And as it turns out, this guy used to drive school buses in the state of Alabama, but the Department of Education revoked his license in 2018. So it's apparently something that he did. I mean, again, we're assuming for whatever reason, they told him you can't be a bus driver in Alabama anymore. And so now they're looking for more students that may come forward. Of course, all the schools are putting out statements about this, including schools saying, you know, there's no indication that the allegations that involve any child, staff member, or faculty member within our schools. But, and they're also quick to point out, you know, he works for the transportation provider, not for the school department. But yeah, all that legalese and all that stuff you got to say to protect yourself aside, the bottom line is this guy sounds like he's a predator and he was preying on kids while doing the work of a school bus driver. Now, one of the schools pointed out he passed all background checks, but how is that possible? Did Alabama, I mean, again, we're making the assumption that this happened in Alabama and that's why his license to drive a school bus was revoked. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a failure to get retested or something. Who knows? But was there nothing that would have been a red flag? And certainly these kids, I mean, listen, I was friends with bus drivers when I was a kid. The most alarming thing that happened was I'd get off the bus after school, go hang out with friends in the neighborhood, come home around 5 o'clock, and my bus driver would be sitting at the kitchen table with my mom having coffee. And I'd be like, oh man, now I'm in trouble. The bus driver's here to talk with my mom. One of my bus drivers was my next door neighbor. I used to get to go and walk over and get on the bus first thing and get the back seat and pick what songs we were going to play on this on the tape player and everything. So it was never weird to me to be friendly with the bus drivers, but I didn't have them calling to talk to me directly. I didn't have them reaching out to me. I mean, I didn't have, you know, a cell phone or social media back in those days, but I would assume that your kid would know that that's a weird thing, that a 32-year-old man shouldn't be sending you. I mean, the PlayStation thing, I think that that is, you got to kind of give kids a little bit of a pass for making that mistake, for giving out their face, their PlayStation info. A lot of times they're just, you know, building up their online community of people to play against, and it doesn't mean anything. But when he starts talking to you over the headset and saying weird things, tell your parents. I mean, when I got my PlayStation, I had underage kids as part of my Facebook, my PlayStation friends. It was the kids that I worked with at the diner. But I don't, you know, I never had the headset that I could talk to people on. And if I did, all I was going to do is say the same stuff I said to them at work, which is, oh, you suck. No, no, kidding. But the calling the house, calling the cell phone, I mean, I think any kid would know that that's weird. And if your kid doesn't know that that's weird, maybe you need to give them a lesson in that. But I mean, you look at this guy, he looks like a younger guy. They had a photo of him at WCVB.com. He's 32, looks like he could be 18. So they probably saw him as just a big kid. But I don't know. It's just, it's extra creepy when they're preying on kids and grooming the kids. But anyway, you can read that story at WCVB.com. Going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And coming up next, Chris McCarthy's here. He's going to have you covered with South Coast Now. And then, of course, we'll have Bill O'Reilly, Barry Richard, Howie Carr. But getting back to this this story about this place in Avon, this Bin Star place. If anybody's been, give me a call. Let me know, 508-996-0500. Or if you go later on today because you heard about it or you read about it on Channel 5's website or something, you can app chat me on the WBSM app or email me, tim@wbsm.com. But let me know what you find in there. Because I love the concept of the store. The idea that things that people are returning that get thrown away, I never would have thought that that's the case. Perfectly good items get thrown away, get tossed in the dumpster. I mean, I've returned things before that I've purchased at the store and then opened the package and assumed that, oh, I can't use this. It's not right. It's not the right size, not the right fit, whatever. It's not what I thought that it was. And I return it. I assume that they just sent that back to the manufacturer. The manufacturer repackaged it. Didn't realize stuff gets tossed in the garbage. I bought a pair of shoes at Burlington like last week and I tried them on in the store and my toes went right to the right spot. And I was like, oh, these are great. They were a pair of Skechers. These are great. Gonna wear these all the time. Left the house Saturday with them for the first time. You know, took the tags off, pulled little stickers out of the bottom, all that stuff. Started walking. And as I walked, I realized, oh, I only checked the front of the shoe. The back of my shoe is my heel is lifting out of the shoe. So I tried to walk over to my car and one of the shoes fell off. I was like, well, these are too big. I got to return these. So I gathered up all the little tags and stickers. I put the stickers back inside on the sole and I got all the little things that were attached to it and everything. And the tag that was on it, I save all that stuff until I wear something for the first time in case I have to return it. And I'm going to go bring it back. And I assume that they're going to reattach those things and put it back out on the shelf. I wouldn't assume it's going to end up in a dumpster. But I guess that's what happens in some cases. This store buys these things and sells them, puts them out on Saturday, starting at like $19, and then just keeps reducing the price every day until they're gone. By the time Friday afternoon at 4 rolls around, you can get that stuff for a dollar. And they're talking about things like video game systems. Like you can get a PlayStation for $19. Come on. That can't be real. So if you go to Bin Star, let me know about it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
Years ago in Hudson, Mass, they had, I'm talking in the 70s, they had Arthur's store, also called the Big A. And it's exactly what you're talking about. They bring out big boxes of things, but they were off-season. Mm-hmm. Springtime, they were putting out snowsuits and so on, whatever. But you could get, you know, two for the price of one, practically. You get one for the child now and then one for the next year for the price of one. It was excellent. And they do different things. So my father was a cabinet maker, and every now and again, they'd have these tools, a big box of tools. And my father would go and get what he needed for, you know, whatever. It was great. But they had... Yeah, everything was off season. You didn't expect to see it when you went there to go shopping.
Sure, yeah.
Well, it was great. Just like you said, first a day is $19, the next day is it's $15, and so right down. You had to go. Word of mouth. It was.
It's a great idea. I can't wait to go and check the store out.
It ought to be fun. And I, you know, I'll listen in the road trip, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You have a great day. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And I mean, I have a story up today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the mechanical horse that used to be outside of Mars Bargainland in South Dartmouth, which later became Big Value Outlet. And people were worried about what was going to happen to this horse after the store closed because it had been around forever and people had grown up riding it. Well, it is now outside of Country Whip in Acushnet. The owners of Country Whip, they bought it in an auction and they put it outside Country Whip. So now you can go and ride it again. Still just a quarter. But, you know, Mars Bargainland, one of those ideas of those places. There's a lot of those places back in those days where overstocks, you know, now places like Job Lot, big chains that do this, buy out the little guy so you don't have the little guy anymore like some of these other stores. But back in those days, oh my gosh. And my dad was in auto parts sales and he dealt with a lot of those places. People who were discount stores, Ashmont was one of them. Ashmont was a big customer of his. Grossman's, you know, these are places that would buy these overstock things and have them at a deep discount. And now they kind of get beat out by some of the larger chains, but this is different. This is stuff that was returned. This is stuff that was, people bought it and said, I'm not going to use this and returned it. And it sells exclusively returns. So I'm kind of excited to check it out. They also have clothes, they have shoes. So who knows what you're going to find when you go there. So I don't know, maybe Thursday when I'm heading to Weymouth, maybe I'll stop by there on the way. 508-996-0500. Going to take my final break of the program. And welcome back in. We only have about a minute and a half left in the program today. So we're going to be saying goodbye and turning things over to Chris McCarthy. But before I do that, I want to remind you the voting is now open on our mother-daughter look-alike photo contest at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. There are 100 photos there for you to scroll through and vote on your favorite. And the winner is going to get a huge prize package, including $1,000 from Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses gift card, $125 gift cards to Sister's Salon and Skincare and Mattapoisett, along with two $50 gift baskets packed with skin products, two $75 Alianza restaurant gift cards to Mi Antojo Mexican restaurant, treats from the Acai spot in New Bedford, and Mommy and Me bracelets from Corey Jewelers. All these great sponsors of this contest contributing fantastic prizes. So if you want to vote, go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. You can see the story there. You can scroll through the 100 photos and you can pick your favorites. And I know there's been some issues where some folks have been having trouble scrolling through them all or getting them to vote. Phil Devitt is hard at work.